This is John Batchelor telling a story to my friend Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial page about an engineer in America, high-end engineer, Silicon Valley, who's shopping for a $600,000 Ferrari. Why is it that Americans at 32 can shop for such things and Europeans perhaps cannot, or Europeans envy Americans that at the same time hold us crass? Why are they falling behind in Europe? There are many answers to this question, and Joe entertains many of them in his remarks here. Joseph Sternberg on why is Europe poorer than America, given we started at the same place. More tonight.
Well, I think that there is definitely an aspiration to have a higher physical quality of life or standard of living in Europe. But I think that there's not an understanding of how you get there. And in fact, I think that there's a perception that some of that kind of story that you were just telling, John, skews the data, you know, in ways that I think make it harder for Europeans to understand what is actually going on here. So, you know, one of the excuses for this divergence between the U.S. and Europe is that, well, you know, the U.S. has all of these tech companies, and so much of our per capita output boost is accounted for by a handful of the world's largest tech companies, and then also all of the fantastically wealthy entrepreneurs and workers that come with that. But I think that there's a failure to think about, well, why is it that Europe can't have those companies too, especially since a lot of the entrepreneurs who are doing that in America are European by birth, but they have come to the U.S. because they couldn't find the opportunities there in their home countries.